the air so hushed, and all my wake time quiet as sleep.
She lay and seethed in fever many weeks.
Revolted soul and flesh were reconciled and fetched back to the necessary day and daylight duties.
I could creep along the bare rooms and stare out drearily from any narrow window on the street. Then someone said I had to go next week, being well enough. Go next week. Next week. Let out into that terrible street alone, among the pushing people. To go where?
One day, the last before the dreaded last,
a visitor was ushered through the wards.
When he looked, it was as if he spoke. And when he spoke, it was as if he sang.
He who came and spoke was Romney Lee.
He sent her to a famous seamstress house far off in London, there to work and hope.
Through the days and through the nights she sewed,
struck new thread into her needle's eye, drew her stitch, and mused on Romney's face.
You know the news? Who's dying, do you think? Our Lucy.
I expected it.
Lucy swooned last night, dropped sudden in the street. The baker took her and laid her by her grandmother in bed. He says he gives her a week.
Pass the silk. Let's hope he gave her a loaf within reach, otherwise she'll starve before she dies.
Why, Marian Earle, you piece of pity. Your tears will spoil Lady Waldemore's new dress.
Marian rose up. Went to Lucy's home to nurse her back to life or down to death.
When Lucy slid away so gently, like the light when none can name the moment that it goes, though all see when it's gone, a man came in. It was the hour for angels.
There stood hers.
Romney.
He had been standing in the room listening to us talking.
Lady Waldemar has sent me.
Lady Waldemar is good.
Here is one who is good. I give you thanks for such a cousin.
You accept at last a gift from me, Aurora. Without scorn. At last I please you. You cannot please a woman against her will, once I've vexed you. Let us not speak of that. For myself, I comprehend your choice.
You cannot comprehend me.
He was a wall of bricks, each feeling boxed in and stuffed and sacked.
He followed me down the stairs. The night came drizzling downward in dark rain, and as we walked, color of the time, the act, the presence, my hand upon his arm, his voice in my ear, and mine to myself seemed unnatural.
We talked of modern books and daily papers, marriage schemes, the English climate.
Wasn't this cold last year?
Is London full?
Is trade competitive?
Which way is the wind tonight?
Has Dickens turned his hinge a pinch too tight upon the grate?
Will the apple die out?
Are potatoes to grow mythical?
We tore up greedily all the silence, all the innocent breathing points.
As if like pale conspirators in haste we tore up papers where our signatures imperiled us to an ugly shame or death.
I cannot tell you why it was.